Cathedrals, churches and chapels across Ireland are being asked to ring their bells for 2 minutes at midday and at sunset this Saturday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, as a symbol of renewal and a call to gather in preparation for the International Eucharistic Congress taking place in the Irish capital from June 10th to 17th next. Launching this initiative known as Ring for Renewal earlier this week, the Archbishop of Dublin, Diarmaid Martin, said that, to the surprise of its critics, the Eucharistic Congress is taking shape as a genuine moment of renewal in the Church. In fact, when they were thinking of a symbol to represent the Dublin Congress, organisers decided on a bell. But why? Because apparently St. Patrick, patron saint of the Irish, left a small bell with each community he founded, the idea being that these communities, on hearing the ring of the bell, would be called to conversion, to prayer, and ultimately to communion. For the past year, a large bronze bell mounted on a wooden frame, accompanied by icons, has been travelling the roads, the hills, and the highways of Ireland. Taken from a convent on Ireland's North Sea, it has visited all of the communities of Ireland's 26 dioceses. Through winter cold, sleet and rain, and under summer sun, the spectacle of men and women, some young and some not so young, struggling beneath the weight of the bell as they carry it literally on their backs, has puzzled many a passerby. The sound of the bell and hymns ringing along the main streets of towns and villages has stopped many people in their tracks. The bell has become a vibrant sign for the Irish of the coming Congress, an invitation to them to prepare and become involved, even those who have distanced themselves from the faith and the Church over the years. In June 2011, with exactly 1 year to go to Congress, I followed the bell on its pilgrimage to the town of Athlone in the Diocese of Elphin. Athlone prides itself on being smack bang in the middle of Ireland, on the River Shannon, near the southern shore of Lough Ree. In fact, the parish church of Saints Peter and Paul lies a stone's throw from the riverbank, and it was on a sunny summer's day that I joined parish priest Father Liam Devine and his parishioners as they walked the bell 5 kilometres from the church to the Stella Maris retirement home.
Why are you taking part in the procession today?
Well, this is kind of pilgrim walk in preparation for Eucharistic Congress. Yeah. That's where we look at it. We're beginning our pilgrimage here.
Yeah.
You had a good turnout for your parish as well. Is it an active parish?
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, it is. So, yeah, a lot of groups, liturgy groups, and, you know, parish pastoral council, and, well, the faith of the people here in Ireland, you know, and I suppose.
And I think after years, you know, this year in preparation for it, that, you know, the liturgies in particular will be very alive. And
what's your name?
Kathleen.
Are you looking forward to the Eucharistic Congress?
I am, yeah. Looking forward to it very much.
Yeah.
And I think it's good for the country and best for Ireland.
Yeah.
And for the young people.
Sean O'Donagh.
The International Eucharistic Congress, as a normal Irish Catholic, is it important for yourself? Are you looking forward to it?
Well, I am. I suppose this event here brings it home to me that it's happening, you know, and that it's something important. And it probably is an opportunity to promote the faith in Ireland again. You know, we have terribly secular media, we have a liberal elite that is very aggressive against us, so we need a bit of a boost of spirit to make us realise that we're still a very positive influence in Irish society, and that we help people look beyond just the next 3 months, you know, that there's a longer term view on this situation. You know, and that there's a whole... It would be a very terrible pity for Ireland to lose its philosophy of life that enriches it so much just for, you know, to turn it into a short-term kind of a lifestyle.
Why should someone who's sitting in Australia or Africa or China or France or Germany come to Dublin next June 2012?
I suppose the Eucharist is the centre of the Catholic faith. And to gain any appreciation of that faith and what it can do for a person, really, it would be great to experience such a Eucharistic occasion, particularly with the present Pope, who is definitely an intellectual colossus.
In no time we'd arrived at the Pink House by the fields and next to a pub that was the Stella Maris. Its residents were ready and waiting for their special guest and welcomed the bell by singing many of those hymns that were familiar to Irish Catholics long ago. There were even among some of the guests, some people who had been present at the last Eucharistic Congress in Dublin, in 1932.
just to remind ourselves that the bell is a key symbol of the 50th International Congress, and it'll reflect our invitation to prayer, to faith and reconciliation, and to the mission that's always been important in the Christian tradition.
But it is a very different Ireland and a very different church that is organising this Congress, a church that is struggling to heal the wounds of the horrific legacy of sexual abuse by clergy on minors, a church that is trying to renew the faith to meet the needs of modern-day Ireland.
Well, our main aim is to try and bring as many people as possible to closer union with Christ, to an understanding of Congress, and to promote the Congress as it happens in June 2012.
Fianna Golden is just one example of the new church that is emerging in Ireland. A lay Catholic woman and mother, she is on the board for pastoral preparation for the Diocese of Elphin in the lead-up to the Congress.
And we also want to leave a lasting legacy, for want of a better word, in the diocese after Congress has finished, that people will remember what Congress was about, and that they will have deepened their faith and deepened their communion with Christ and one another. We already have within the diocese five centres where we have Eucharistic adoration 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One of those is here in Athlone. We also have them in Roscommon, in Boyle, and in the Cathedral Parish in Sligo. So in a way, that's a great help to us, to have that amount of prayer and adoration going on in the diocese. So in putting together a programme of events for Congress in this diocese, we've tried to be as broad as possible in trying to capture and target different groups of people. The church is probably the only organisation that looks after people from conception to the grave. So we're probably not looking after that full range of people, but we're looking after everybody in and out between.
In the past, the church in Ireland was often accused of clericalism. However, the church that is emerging in the lead-up to Dublin 2012, while dramatically reduced in numbers, is vibrant, informed, and above all centred on bringing forth the great resource of the laity. They are literally everywhere, and they are not all Irish. Meet the man behind the bell, Hungarian Gellert Merza.
I haven't come to the to Ireland especially for the Congress. I got involved along the way. I was sort of volunteering for the Congress, and then I was thinking of volunteering of the Congress, but eventually I got involved on a different level into the organizing of this Congress. At the beginning, I was out with the Congress bell myself since the start of the bell pilgrimage in March 2011.
Tramping the roads of Ireland in cold weather with rain. Why?
Why not, in a sense? I got to know the country, and I got to know the Irish church scenery as well. It was a fantastic opportunity to be out there and to see how people are attracted to the church, to the Eucharist. And this little bell that we are carrying about still in Ireland, and that is going to go to Rome eventually in March, is a fantastic opportunity for people to come and reflect again on what the Eucharist means for themselves. And then we have four icons and, of course, the four stages of pastoral preparation that offer a rich themes for reflection and prayer.
You're painting a very different picture from the one that many of our listeners would have listening to a lot of the news that has been coming out of Ireland. You're painting a very positive picture of the reality of the church in Ireland. Have you got good feedback from the people you have met on the roads with the bell?
Absolutely. I can say I never had a negative comment or anything like that about the bell or the Eucharistic Congress as such. Maybe I haven't been exposed as much, but the people who have come were interested, and they were very grateful for us to be there for them with the bell. Actually, they have organized everything. We just all we did basically, we just provided them with this opportunity to be reflecting on their own faith, basically. The bell is not the most important thing. It was just to start something. It was just to ring in something, you know, and of course to call people to the Congress itself.
To date, more than 1 million people have rung the Congress bell in Ireland, in Lourdes, and now also in Rome. I'm Emer McCarthy.